Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. Thank you, Bleak, for going over time, I think. I'm working on a couple computer things here. Big projects at CITR. We're updating a broadcasting machine, upgrading the computer from, I guess, 500 megabytes to 1.5 terabytes. Anyways, very exciting stuff. So, because I'm doing that, and because of a previous issue with the podcasting, right now I'm just going to replay a show that happened about a month ago, a little bit less. It was a band live in studio they call Stride Elementary that happened in July the 31st. That show went really well, but unfortunately the podcasting software didn't manage to catch it. For everybody's benefit, I'm going to rebroadcast it, and after that I'm going to rebroadcast a show from a very nice fellow named Nut Brown. So stick around for those two rebroadcasts of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. So that's people, bands coming in playing live in studio. So if I can get this working, this is going to be the band Stride Elementary. And the cool thing is they're actually playing on Saturday at the Media Club. So check this out and have fun.
Thank you. All right, we're Stride Elementary. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Hooray for CITR!
This next song is called Inside Out.
Stride Elementary on CITR. Hello, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Good.
For the benefit of the people listening in the Lower Mainland on Radioland, can you just maybe quickly mention who you are and maybe what you play or any sort of info you might want to pass out?
Sure. My name's Kevin. I play guitars, bass, and lead vocals.
My name is Greg, and I play bass guitar and keyboards and do a little singing as well.
I'm Glenn, and I play guitars.
I'm Michael, and I play drums, and once in a while I play Scrabble, too.
Well, only once in a while?
When the mood strikes.
When the mood strikes.
It's buried in a closet somewhere.
Let's talk a bit about the band, then. How did you... guys get started? This band, I guess.
Well, I guess it all has to do with where we rehearse is how it all started. Well, started for me, I guess. And Greg played in Hinterland for many years, and Hinterland shared a rehearsal space with Window 78, who shared a rehearsal space with a band that that was the Solarists, I think.
That's right.
And Greg and Glenn played in Solarists, and Greg and Kevin used to play in a band together. And it was all this kind of weird musical sexual thing where we all kind of we all kind of knew each other from various bands in the same room, and we went and saw each other play all the time. And in my case, I loved the way these guys played, and there was no question in joining the band. Kevin may have a different take on how we joined, but
no, that's about it.
Mine is the sexual part.
Yeah.
Well, musical. Never mind. Get your mind out of the gutter.
So, how long ago was this? When did you?
I think it was about 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been going steady since then?
See, there's that sexual thing again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been going steady.
well, we spent quite a bit of time writing material, I guess, and then been playing gigs for last year a bit.
Yeah, our debut gig was actually at New Music West.
Oh.
On a bill there, which was quite cool. Last year, yeah.
Where did you play?
At the Media Club.
The Media Club, nice.
Yoko Cassionos were playing that night, and Hinterland was on the bill, and us, and was it Windows as well?
Windows
78. So,
yeah.
It was all
so they just, like, did they set it up just like that, you know, to get the connection going, or was it just, it can't be by chance, that because...
It was a showcase for Submerged Records that put out the Hinterland and the Windows album.
Right.
Actually, it's got two Hinterland albums on there, and then the Windows record. So it was a showcase for Submerged Records at the festival, and we lucked out at the Media Club. So
nice.
And I think they knew that we all played in the same space. It was very easy to
sort of get us.
And also, there's only one drum kit for two or three bands, so it worked very well logistically.
Yeah. No, it's cool that you play the Media Club as opposed to sometimes some of the venues for New Music West could be.
I know, we were.
Just random, random spot. We
have great horror stories of some obscure clubs that have never been used for live venues before, but they somehow.
Although, I bet you anything, you probably would have wanted to play at the Penthouse.
Well, you know, I've always harbored a secret desire to play a rock show at the Penthouse.
Yeah, but. So, and the only chance you can really do it now is it's New Music West.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. can we talk a bit about the name of the band?
I think Glenn's going to take this question.
It's actually named after the elementary school I went to.
Okay.
So Stride Elementary is an actual school in the Lower Mainland. But the reason why I kind of came up with the name was more like the double meaning of Stride Elementary, like basic steps. So that's kind of the...
Because I didn't even think of the whole the school angle, actually. You know, I was thinking, it sounds like it's something else. Okay,
but it is actually a school in Lower Mainland that I did attend, so there is the double.
Was it a good school?
No comment.
Is it still around?
Yes, it is, yeah.
It is still around.
I actually ride by it on my bicycle quite often. I was astonished one day to actually look up and I went, holy shit, there's Stride Elementary.
You probably want to talk into the mic a bit more, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I won't repeat the expletive, but it does exist, and it's sort of the Burnaby South Slope area.
Exactly.
Yeah, just sort of on that...
Edmund Station.
Yeah, Edmund Station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, it's always hard to come up with a name for a band anyway, so... And you got one right there. It's good. Good times. We're here live with Stride Elementary. The band, not the kids from the school, I guess. Which is be kind of funny.
Actually, do you still hang out with any of the people from Stride Elementary? Or no.
And they're going to play a few more songs. We'll come back and chat a bit more.
Yeah, you bet. Let's play some more music.
The song is called Never Keep Me Down.
Thank you. never get by. Hold my hand, yeah, hold on tight. Hold me back, 'cause I can't see the
got one more tune here, and we'll take another break. This one's called Someday. This is our
new wave hit.
Yeah, this is our new wave hit.
Stride Elementary live on CITR. So, you guys have done any recordings of your songs and such?
Actually, yeah, we just finished recording some demos, which we recently posted on our MySpace site. So, yeah.
How about how did you record them?
Actually, we did them ourselves. I've got a digital recording unit, and we just set it up in the rehearsal space over a period of a couple of weeks. I guess we came in and worked away at it. And
seemed like months.
But yeah, it turned out really well. We were happy with it.
Awesome. Any plans on maybe, you know, putting that on a CD or something? Or do you want to do something different?
We've got plans to eventually record an album. No timeline set yet, but the idea would be to get a full length album together. So.
Great. And speaking of which, what is the plan for the band, say in the near future and the future?
Any
Greg,
big?
Greg, you feel this.
I'll feel this question, I guess. Well, after the demos that we've recorded are sort of to help us, you know, envision the album, get a feel, live with the songs on record without actually having to play them.
Yeah.
And get into the studio probably next year. We're trying to figure out where we'd like to record. Hinterland and Windows worked at Vaudeville Studios and
right.
Port Coquitlam there, and we really liked what we were the sounds that were coming out of there. And
You got a really nice studio with.
Yeah, definitely. And working with Caleb Stahl, he's got a great ear. Right. Michael recently recorded at the Hive with another band that he plays with, and
the sounds we got were unbelievable. It was really, really
nice.
It's a great studio.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah. Like it's sort of two studios with slight. Well, I wouldn't say it's different, but. Well, the equipment's different, and where it is slightly different, but two different philosophy, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. The common denominator with both studios I found, both with recording with Windows and Walt Starling, was the engineers, the people that work there. The common denominator is quality. They really, really take good care of making the band sound, you know, really good.
And if you come in there prepared, they'll. They'll make you sound, well, you'll make yourself sound really good. They'll do their best to just put a lot of shine on it and do a really good job.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's nice to know that Vancouver's got some really great studios and engineers that have an apprehension of quality about the way they record.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think I guess most of the battle is the people factor. It doesn't matter how good your gear is.
Yeah.
If the person doesn't know what they're doing.
That's right.
No,
absolutely.
Awesome. Absolutely. It's true for a lot of things anyways.
See, there we go again.
Yeah. other things that I want to talk a bit about. What about you guys ever going to go on a tour? Maybe you got a lot of gear, though. You're going to need like 25 trucks or something.
Yeah, we need a couple vans, maybe.
Actually, it's funny. Was it the last show we played where a guy came up to us and said, I work for a freight company, and whenever you guys are on tour, I can help you with your gear. So that was kind of a telling remark, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like a lot of gear.
We're used to it. So.
It's just your keyboards.
It's always the keyboard's fault, sure. Yeah. Blame the keyboards.
I guess it's not tremendous, man, but it's still more than, you know, some other band who has doesn't have those giant keyboards, and those things are heavy.
Yeah, they're heavy, but it's worth it. It sounds good, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I guess we should plug our show, too. We got a show coming up next month at the Media Club again, in fact. August 23rd is a Saturday night, so any of you people out there listening should really be coming to the Media Club then. We're on a bill with Hawaiian Bibles and... Adrea and Go Ghetto Tiger as well, who we've played with before, and I played with on a bill with Hinterland one time, which is cool. Is it Adira?
I don't know.
Adira or Adira, if you're listening, I apologize for butchering your band name.
But hey, August 23rd is, you know, the late Keith Moon's birthday, and we should all go out and get really, really drunk.
Are we going to do your exploding bass drum then?
No, I won't die that night either.
Yeah, really drunk before the set or after the set?
Yeah, I won't take a whole bunch of heminevrin with alcohol, don't worry. But
it's going to be a good show, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully it's a full moon.
Yeah, that sounds like a good reason to go. Yeah, so who set you up for this gig, or how did that come about?
It's an IMU.
Right.
This is an IMU gig, and we've been lucky enough to work with IMU.
Right.
For years.
For a good number of years in the various bands we've all played with. So that production team there is always.
They've been good to us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
One place we'd like to get into, though, is the Biltmore. That's a fabulous new live room in this city. That's it's even got air conditioning on stage.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Didn't
that.
Even break a sweat when I played there.
Oh.
Something else.
Yeah. No, it's a nice room. It's a pretty big room, though.
It is.
It's, it might be daunting to fill up.
The Polish Community Hall on Fraser Street.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
I've never.
It is an unbelievable venue. It's like a mini Commodore. Actually,
really?
The Biltmore's got more cool, more
right.
street cred, but the Polish, for people out there, book shows at the Polish Community Hall, you'll walk in there and you'll be astonished that you had no idea such a great room existed in Vancouver.
Huh. Is it a lot better than the other community, the other, you know, the Ukrainian hall?
It's super clean, super well run, and the people who work there are great. If you're vegetarian like I am, you won't find a damn thing to eat. But
it's great, a meat lover's place.
Yeah, well, you know, sausage and stuff, and you know, heart attack on a plate. But the people who run it are great, and I tell you, it is a beautiful room. It is. It's got a balcony. It's got a huge stage. It's great. But
nice. Well, sure, check it out and have some meats.
I'm not Polish. I'm not pushing it. You know, it's just, you know, just another venue out there.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like a good plan. We're here live with Stride Elementary, and you guys have a few more songs for us.
Yeah,
and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we're gonna do another instrumental tune here called affectionately known as the Tickler.
We'll explain when we're off the air.
Thank you.
more tune coming up here. Just bear with me while I switch guitars.
The song is called Looking for Something. And it's a song that's been around for a little while in various forms since Glenn and I first started writing material for what became Stride Elementary. And Kevin's doing a great job keeping up here with a switchover while I vamp. I think we're
to fill in. Check, check.
Not this time.
What if you want to submit a resume?
All right, I think we're ready.
Let's do it.
That'd be over to you, Michael.
Yeah.
Stride Elementary live on CITR. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thanks a lot for having us.
CITR.
Yeah, I hope you had a great time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
And the website is myspace.com/
Stride Elementary. Yeah.
And the big show, August 23rd at the Media Club with Hawaiian Bibles, Go Ghetto Tiger, and the other band. I'm not even
sure.
Adira.
Okay.
And listeners, make sure you support Campus Radio.
Adoa Adira.
Absolutely. So, yeah, thanks for coming out.